one this year, none valid.
The third memory of Rove, Ten Mona Leploini, by Kadesh and Eloi, Mekudesh as Midin Schneier. I don't know if Pshat good in this Gemore. Orev Lav Afagav the Lekomoti, Anoel Yoder Komeshabed Nafsho. So the Gemara is mechadesh that is a musig of mekudeshes midin shneir. Now, let me remind you the dvorim klo. We have mekudeshes midin shneir. What is the mekudeshes midin shneir? It's a very simple aloche. The first aloche was 10 mone leploini, a person comes to the lady, 10 mone leploini, v'akadesh ani lecho, instead of giving the money to me, give it to him. So the first memory of it works. She could point someone else to get the money and she'll be married. How it works? We are two drochim. Other, I'm enjoying that you listen to me to give to that person. That enjoyment that you listen to me is worth money. Like rekoit lefonai, schoit lefonai, all the kashas. But the enjoyment that I told you to give to that person and you gave, or as a long the shiur said that I could point that person v'kabolas ploini kekabolosoi. So there's two ways to understand why when the lady points and says ten money le ploini v'akadosh ani lecho, give money to the ploini and I will marry you mekudeshes. Other the hanoi that you listen to me, or kabolas ploini kabolosoi. This is the first halacha. The second halacha was, and now the lady says, ten money leploini. A person comes and gives money to the lady. And he says, instead, I'm giving it not for myself, I'm giving it from that person. Take the money, marry him. Midina vet knaini, ki'ilu, that person gave the money. So these are two halachas that we have in the sugya. One halacha that she could point a different place where to put the money, and someone else could give the money instead of the husband. What happened in Medin Shneim? Both things happened together. She pointed somewhere else to get the money. Instead of ten money leploini, she said ten money leploini. But not that the husband is doing it, someone is doing it for the husband. It's pshit that it works. She doesn't have to accept the money. She could tell Ploini, you accept the money instead of me and I'm married. But here I know that he listened to you, or that the Kabbalah's Ploini, Kabbalah's. Someone else could give her money instead of the husband. The someone else came and she told him, instead of giving me and you will be instead of the husband, you give the Ploini. But mainly, you ki'ilu gave it to the husband, from the name of the husband, and you gave it to the ploini, and but mainly, mekudeshes midin shneir. This is the sugi of mekudeshes midin shneir. so glad and so pashut till you have to start to think to yourself, what I needed, bichlal? Why it will not work? Mechatesa that such a thing will not work. Or if works, nahainu, she doesn't have to be the receiver, she could put someone else instead of her. And the husband doesn't have to give the money, someone could give instead of the husband. So someone gave instead of the husband and gave it to the person that she pointed out. What is the chidush? Mikudeshes midin shnei. And be'etzem, if we think about it, we could divide it. If the din orev means the enjoyment that you listen to me, why she could give it to someone else, and the enjoyment that you listen to me and you gave it to that person, I'm happy. Then it's mamish shvel to understand what is the chidush midin shnei. You could come and give money instead of the husband to me. Instead of giving me money, you gave me hanoe that you gave it to that person. When you give to someone else, you're giving the lady a pleasure. So the halacha of Knaini says, someone else could give her a coin. Instead of giving her a coin, someone else gave her a pleasure. It's a pshita. If it's Kabbalah's plainly Kabbalah, so it's a little bit better to understand that the chiddush is that not only stam a person could be kabel for her, even the husband could be the address to be mekabel. That is the Gemara Be'etzim. Even though the Gemara is b'sarichas hashtika, the Gemara is mashma ki'ilu that Orev is missing the Gemara's Das, and K'naini is missing the Gemara's Das, two missing Gemara's Das together, I would think that would not work. As it is more than a shmo, it's a Gemara. So far away from the real king and guest that maybe will not work. Say it's really more mashma and the Gemara. That king and kesef needs chosa, king and kesef needs nesina. Missing also nesina, also king and kesef. I would think that it will not work. But mikol mokem is nischadish in the Gemara that midin shneim it works. This is the tzusa teshmaisa, midin shneim it works. Zog the Teisa Srit. So be'etzem, it doesn't have to be dafka this case of the Gemara. What is the case of the Gemara? She tells Reuven, give money to Shimon, ve'akadesh ani to Shimon. Why? You, Reuven, ki'ilu gave the money for Shimon. Shimon received it instead of me. She's mekudeshes. You can tell Reuven, ten money le'shimon, ve'akadesh le'levi. Reuven ki'ilu gave the money in the name of Levi to Shimon. Shimon received it instead of the lady. So she's mekudeshes. You don't have to speak in the case of the Gemara, ten money leploini v'akadesh ani loy. You could say ten money leploini v'akadesh ani le'levi. Hu adin? Zog the Teisus Rit. Zog the Talmid HaRashbo. Hu adin? But the Talmid HaRashbo adds a word. In our case, I would think that it doesn't work. The lady has to receive the money. Who received the money here in the name of the lady? The husband. So Kiilu, she gave him money to receive for her. This is like Nosnoi. If Reuven gives money to Shimon, that Shimon mekudesh the lady. So Shimon is representing the lady, the Kabbalah. Reuven is representing Levi. So Levi Kiilu gave money to the lady, she's mekudeshes. But in our case, when she said, take money and give it to Shimon, I'll marry Shimon, so Reuven gave it, Kiilu Shimon gave it, and who was mekabel it? Shimon was mekabel for her. So it's Kiilu Nosnoi. Kumash Malon, that it works. As I said, the Talmid HaRashbo. But it's already a chiddush in this case that it works. So again, make it very clear. The Teisus Rit says, "Hu adin ten Reuven tells lady tells Reuven ten mona leShimon veAkadosh leLevi mekudeshes midin shneim. Why? Reuven gave it in the name of Levi. Shimon receives it in the name of the lady. So keilu Reuven gave to Shimon, and Shimon is the orev. So keilu she's mekudeshes to Levi. The Gemara said that she's talking the case that she wanted mekadosh to Shimon, but hu adin leLevi." And the Rashba says, Avadu Hu Adin. We spoke in this case, even that it's a matna zach, we have time to go into the oimek, how the Shimon is receiving it for the lady, and he's the one that is marrying the lady, he's doing both things together, that is the chiddush of the sugya. Kum dechem da shloime and says, no, no. Only in the case of the Gemara it works. Aber ten mona le Shimon, v'akadesh le Levi, eino mekudesh. What is the pella? Reuven, the lady tells Reuven, ten mona le Shimon, medina ben knaini, kiilu, Levi gave it. And Shimon is accepting it from me. It doesn't work. It only works in the case of the Gemara, ten mona le Shimon, v'akadesh ani lei. And she's miskadeshes to Shimon. But if she's not miskadeshes to Shimon, then mona le Shimon v'akadesh le Levi, it doesn't work. Yeah, we saw in the Rashba that for sure works. Because why not? Reuven is medina eved knaini, is giving the money kilu Levi gave it. Shimon is accepting it kilu the lady accepted it. So why she's not mekudeshes? These are the words of David HaRashba, she's for sure mekudeshes. The chiddush is, when HaKadosh LeShimon, that Shimon is also the acceptor and also the marrying, he's doing two jobs, that is a chiddush. And the Chavna Shleimah says, no, it only works in this case, Chodsh B'Das HaRamba. Chodsh B'Das HaRamba. So to explain this, we'll try to see Shita HaRamba. The Gemara alone, b'etzem, is no chidushim. It works within Shneim. But interesting, Rashi doesn't say who talks. The lady can make the ma'aseh amir and kiddushim. In the sugya of Orev, Rashi said that the husband has to talk. Then money leploimi va'akadosh ani lecho. When he gives the money, so Rashi, the first Rashi in the Amud, ukshenoisne lo amar lo hiskad shili. Here Rashi doesn't say, when he said Reuven, the lady tells Reuven, ten mona le Shimon v'akadesh ani lecho, Rashi doesn't say, but when Reuven gave the money, he had to speak. But it's poshut hazeh, because Rashi said that the knaini only could work mitzad shlichas. Fida ritvotake, it doesn't have to work mitzad shlichas. So Shimon, when he receives the money, he says, arayat mekudeshesli. We'll see the Rambam. And the Rambam is a lot of a oris. There's a lot of shverkeit. We'll try to be maimi the dvorim at kama she'efshar. See the Rambam inside, Perek Hei, Mehilchis Ishu Salochi Chof Alef. Ho Isho she'omro ten dinor leploini matono. Give him a present. Ve'akadesh ani lecho. Ve'nosa. Ve'omar lo, arad mekudeshes li be'anoas matone zu. Shenosati al pich, hareizu mekudeshes. Af al gibi shelo higio lo klum, hareinenis beretzoino shenasis, shenase venene ploini biglolo. So the Rambam brings down the din orev. Ten mona din or le ploini matono va'akadesh ani lecho ve'nosav. ואומר לו, איזה דין אמירה, הרי את מקודשס לי בענוע סמטונו שנוסעתי על פיך, אבל גוש ארינניס ברצוינו, שנעשה ונענה פלויניס בגלולו. She's happy that he listened, or that what she wanted happened. She has a ענוע. Already mentioned a couple of times, the Biskarov, as mevuyer in the Rambam, that it's not enough that that person received the money for her, Shita Saramam, like the Ritvo, that you have to be Mekadesh Bede Hanoe. Kesef Sheyesh Boy Hanoe. So the only way she's Mekudeshes is Abba Bishelo Igiyo Loklum, the Maisen Asine. Areinen is Birzoino Shenasis Venen Eploini Biglol. Abba is masking that is called an Asina Splaining Asina. Abba the Maisen, she never had Hanoe out, like the Rambam, Abba she's Nenis. She's happy. We call it kesef sheyesh bo yanoe. The Rambam learns you have to have kesef sheyesh bo yanoe. That's a biskarov. We're medayik in the Rambam. Interesting. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira brings down also the saloche. Perek Aleph mi Mechira aloche vov. Two lines, could I have them in front of you, the lotion? Right now, he had it in front of the Losh. Well, I don't know, I'm a chir. Ha'oim alech aveiroi. Ten mone leploini. Ha'oim alech aveiroi. Ten mone leploini. Ve'yikne beisi lecho. Kevan shenosan kono habayis midin olam. This is the ganze Rambam, again. Ha'oim alech aveiroi. Ten money leploini, veikone beisi lecho, kiven shenosan kono abayis midin orev. Here the Rambam doesn't say, there's no din amire. The Rambam doesn't say, and the guy says, when he gives the money, ba'i anoe, that now I listen to you, I'm koine. The Rambam doesn't mention nothing about the anoe. Ha'oimer lechaveiroi. Ten money leploini veikone beisi lecho. Kevan shenosan kono habayis medinorev. I want to sell you a house. I told you, listen, give the money to him. You give the money, the house is kono. Midin orev. Somebody else, you forgot to say midin orev. I think the Rosh Mamonius is helping us remember that it's midin orev, or the number one on the sign. But there the Rambam says, midin orev. you can figure it out yourself. But the Rambam likes to make it clear. But else he didn't try to make it so clear that it's midin orev. But as I said, ha'imer lechaveiroi ten mone leploini. You want to buy my house? Give him money. V'ikone beisi lecho. Kevan shenosan kono habayis midin orev. So okay, so the Rambam, that really we spoke a couple times. The Rambam doesn't hold that you have to have kesef shehes bo anoe, only bekidush. Memechira, you don't have to have kesef shehes bo anoe. So he doesn't mention kesef shehesh bo yanoi. By us, he has to mention kesef shehesh bo yanoi. Say that is dvorim that everyone can figure out themselves. I want to ask you a shayla. It's a diuk, shayla diuk. Ha'oimer lechavei, we'll start the Rambam by us. Ha'oimer le'isha, aloch rechovalev. Ha'isha she'omro, ten dino leploini, matono. The Rambam added a word in the Gemara. Gemara says matone. Shalom Moshe matone. And here is mechira shteit matone. No. Ha'oimer lechaveiroi ten mone leploini. I want to explain. I'm not medayik dikduke anius. Shari, it's not dikduke anius. It's enough kimina ladina. A person goes over to the lady. You know, he wants to marry her. She says, give a present to him, and I will marry you. He gives the present, and then there's a problem in the Kiddushin. He has to give back the present? No? I know, you told me to give me a present. You did it because machpatli. Now, there's another way. You want to buy a house. I'm telling you, instead of giving me the money, give him the money. He gives him the money, and I'm selling him the house. If it's a mekachtoris, the guy has to give back the money? For sure. Didn't give him a present. He said, listen, I wanted to buy a house. He told me to pay you instead of him. I'm paying you instead of him. Rambam said, Eved Knaini. What happens? A guy goes over to the Odoin. I want to free Eved. Take $100. We find out in the end that the Eved is already dead. He gives back the money. It's pidyon. Here, the Rambam was Meshane. It's Kesef Matono. He's giving a present to the ploini. And don't think, look at Loshon HaRambam. Ve'omar lo, arei at mekudeshes be'anos matone zu. The Rambam added a word in the Gemara. And don't tell me that a stamp pshat, ve'horai be'hilchus mechire, he did not add that word. What does Mask going to do? Hilchus mechire, he didn't say the word matona. Vaistois, here he's madgish to say the word matone. Well,
when did he say his
gashma? After he gave it the matone, he says his
gashma.
I get this ready with questions in the Gemara Habtochi Ledi, but this is Bechlau, the whole Suya spoke yesterday about how exactly, the when is exactly the Amiras? When is exactly the Amira? But mikol makoim, it's a diuk. tzaddik. Some want to be madcher that could be enough kamin if he gives a manas lehachzir. So the kedushin it doesn't work, the maton it, the mecher it will work. So he's coming to afuke, or he's the mekadosh b'milve. What would be if he gave a alvur to the other person? So maybe the mecher it will work. Kedushin it doesn't work. So the rabbi came to say maton it afuke all different cases that don't work with kedushin. Milve doesn't work with kedushin. Amanas lehachzir doesn't work with kedushin. It could be a plan. I know it's milva, but milva not. So, again, it's not a kasha. The Rama has to write a whole list. Really, matone is a very good. If you would not write matone, ten leploini, you could be a lot of the chetimtzas. I'm saying again, we have a duke that it's a starke duke. The Rama is meshane midivrei ha-gemore. So normally you could say he's Meshane, but sometimes people cannot understand what is going on in the Gemara. He tried to make it more clear. But that cannot be the case. He writes the Gemara Kmo Yishei. So it's clear enough. So obviously it's a diuk. And the diuk is, well, first diuk is, Shreib do Medin Oref. No shtetish Medin Oref. The number one says it, the side says it, but the Rambam did not say it. It needs a pshat. These are pshat. Second of all, the Rambam added matone. Okay, the Rambam says Anoye, we know that he is mechadish the Anoye, because in Kiddushin you have to have kesef sheyesh bo Anoye, she neyaseif to have the miluim, the gmiruz dasif, the isha, she needs to have the Anoye. On them it doesn't work. One or we'll go to the second aloch. The second aloch is a medrash. V'chein, im omro loy, ten dino leploini matono, v'akadesh loy. Medin Shneim. V'nosan loy. V'kitcha oisef loyni. The Ram Neshitosu that it's not b'shliach. V'omar lo. Arad mekudeshis be'anoas maton ezu shekibalti b'rtzoynech. Areizu mekudeshis. So here the Ram brings down the aloche of Medin Shneim. And everyone asks the kasha. The order of the Gemara is Medin Orev. Medin Evet Knaini. And then you write Medin Shneim. Are you don't know Medin Shneim before you know Evet Knaini. Why the Rambam switched the order? That's a kushya atzuma. Are we don't know aloche this aloche before we know the next aloche? It's Gibayit and Medin Shneim. We'll have to answer. Aber lo me lernen was steht in der Rambam. Am modne modne loshen. ואומר לו, הרי את מקודשת לי באנוס מתון הזו שקיבלתי ברצוינך. הרי זו מקודשת. What is מקדש? He goes over to her, she tells him, ten money לפלויני והקדש אני לא. So Reuven gives money to Shimon, Shimon gets up, he has to make the Maisa Kiddushin, and Shimon says, הרי את מקודשת לי באנוס Maton ezu shekibalti birtzoinech. What is the anoy? What is the anoy? That I listened to you and I was mekabel. And what is mekadosh? Harim shad narama. What is mekadosh?
I know
what
she gets.
What?
She gets
the kalmanis. What? What is her gishmak? I want to know what is her gishmak. If you show me, don't say. Show me if you want to say something. Show me what it says in the Rambam. Don't stop.
It's
a choshev person. The guy is not choshev. Shekibalti b'rtzoinech. I listen to you. I receiver, listen to you to accept. Very nice of me. I couldn't throw it away. Such nice of me to accept. So, one second. So he gave her Anoe. What is the Anoe that he gave her? That he listened to her. Mikudeshes, again. Reuven gave the money to Shimon to Mikadosh. So we say, Be'etzem, Shimon has to give her money. Right? Shimon has to give her money. So Reuven is giving it for Shimon. Now she has to accept it. Shimon is accepting it for her. So Reuven is giving Medin Orev Kilo she's giving. I'm sorry. Reuven is giving Medin Evet Knaini. And Shimon is accepting Medina Orev. So, this is the Gemara says, she tells Reuven to give money to Shimon. She tells Reuven to give money to Shimon. So Reuven gives money to Shimon. So without the Rambam, how it works, Medin Shneya. Reuven really, Shimon has to give her money. Reuven gives the money instead of Shimon. Medin Orev, Keilu, Shimon gave money. And Medin Evet Knaini, Keilu, Shimon gave money. So Reuven is giving the money instead of Shimon. Now she has to accept the money. Shimon is accepting it instead of her. So what is the money that she got? Reuven gave money instead of Shimon. Reuven gave money instead of Shimon. Shimon had to give her money. Reuven is giving. She has to accept it. Shimon is accepting it. So what? When Reuven has to give money, Ki'ilu, Shimon gave her money. What money Reuven gave her? Every Orev, how he gives money. Every Orev, how the Orev gives money. How the Orev gives money. How the Orev gives money. I tell the person, give money to this lady. So how the lady is considered she got money? Huh? How is considered she got money? How she got money? Or Kabbalah explaining Kabbaloso, or we learn in Fida Rambam how she got money. The Hanoi that he listened to me to give money to this lady, it's Keilu I got money. So let me trachen in our suit. We have Reuven and Shimon. Now she tells Reuven, instead of giving me money, give Shimon. Keilu you gave me. So Shimon didn't give me money. Reuven is representing him and giving the money. She has to accept the money. Shimon is representing her and accepting the money. So who is giving money? Reuven or Shimon? Who is giving money? Reuven or Shimon? What?
Reuven.
Medin Shneim. Reuven is Medina Viknaini and Shimon is Medina Olev. So who is giving money?
Reuven is giving for Shimon.
So who is giving money?
Reuven.
So how? What Reuven is giving her? What? How is giving her money? By giving to Shimon, how is considered he gave her money? Because he listened to her. So now Shimon wants the Mekadosh in that money. What do you have to say? By he anoe that Reuven listened to you, I Mekadosh you. He became a Naya Mandama. You know, I to say thank you, I opened my hand. I Mekadosh you, I opened my hand. So Reuven is Bichlal not a player here. So Shimon is giving the anoe. Yeah. Shimon is doing the anoe. What's the Rambam? Who's giving the Hanoi here? Again, we have three steps in the Gemara. Mikudeshes Medin Orev. Learn the Rambam inside. Isho she'omro ten dino leploini matono. Ve'akadosh ani lecho. Be'hanoi, you listen to me. I'm so happy you listen to me. Val, I'm so happy that you listen to me. I'm asking to be miskadosh. Aloha, the first aloha, right? So what is Mekudeshes in the first halacha? Ten money leploini v'akadosh ani lecho. How it works? What you got from the guy? What? What you got from the guy? Ten money leploini v'akadosh ani lecho. What you got from the guy? What is the Hanoi? No? What's like the Rambam? What is the Hanoi? Zog the Rambam. I listen to you, and while I listen to you, I get made the fact that I listen to you. This is the anoy that I got. Now we have another case. Instead, if I'm telling you to give to that person and to get married to you, I'm asking to get married to that person. So when you're giving me the anoy, you're giving it in the name of the other person. Now that person is getting up and he's mekadesh, what do you have to say? But he annoyed that Reuven listened to you to give to me. Medina bet Knaini, he's letting me to mekadesh you. Aliyah, he's letting you to mekadesh you. He's letting me to mekadesh you. And the Rambam says a whole different zach. The Rambam says a whole different zach. Tiskacheli, bahi anoe shekibalti birtzoinech. He's bichlan not mekadesh in the fact that Reuven was masking to give money in his name. What is medin orev? I come to a lady, I want to marry her. She says, give to that person. She gives to that person and I'm married to this man. But a husband comes to the chasana, she says, give the ring to my sister instead of me. But he know that you listen to me, I'm a kodesh. Now, is a aloche that he could give, she could tell him, give to the other ploini, and she'll be masking to miskadesh to the ploini, not to this person. That ploini didn't do it, Reuven did it. Medina bet Knaini, Reuven is representing Shimon. Abel Chuev, his mekadesh had to be with the Hanoi that Reuven listened. And the Rambam switches the Loshen. The Rambam says, sorry, the Rambam, she says, Behanoe shekibalti. Till comes the Rashbo, Frek the Rashbo, Odom Choshuv, with the next sugya, the number four. If she gives a present to Odom Choshuv, he tells her, normally I don't receive, I was so nice that I was masking to receive, you mekudeshes. No shaykhis to Evet Naini, no shaykhis to Odom Choshuv. If this is the case, there's no shaykhis to Medin Orev. The guy was so nice, he was masking to get a present. I'm nice, I don't have to take presents, and I'm asking, Frek de Rashbo, it's only by Adam Choshuv, and this is the fourth halacha. So lady goes over to a man, and instead of she giving her, she gives him, but he normally never takes presents, now he took presents, he said, listen, you say I was nice, I'm asking to take a present from you, Mekudeshes. The Rambam took the same words, and he says by us, that he's Mekadesher in what? What is Mekadesher? He's Mekadesher in, Kibalti birtzoinach. As I frag the Rashi, you could be mekadesh kibalti birtzoinach. Now, so before we'll explain, his answers. Why it's different to Adam Choshuv? We'll explain it. Adam Choshuv, she lost money, so only if he's really Choshuv, it's worth to give a present to someone very Choshuv. He gives time guys presents. Yeah, it's not a big deal. But if it doesn't cost you, and someone is masking to take a present, you're happy for everyone that takes a present from you. People like to give out presents. But from their own money, they like to give only to choshuvah people. But not from their own money, they like to serve, to give, to be the ones that give. Everyone is masking to be the one that gives out. Abisa kostish. So here is the answer. But first, why the Rambam said it? Are we not handling it in the sugya? Are it's a medrash pliya? The first sugya is Medin Orev, give money to the other person, and I will marry you. What I got from you, you listen to me. Zogt Medin Shteyem, I could tell you, give money to someone else, I'm enjoying that you listen to me, but you could give over that gishmak that you're giving me, Medin Evet Knaini, kilu the other person did it. And the Rambam says that the other person gets up, and what he says, Harev Mekudeshes, that I was masking to accept the money. And you can't say it's lav dafka. Some say the Rambam means lav dafka. The Rambam means the annoy that that person listen. And the Rashbo state nicht das. And the Rashbo state that he means and the annoy that I opened my hands and I was nice accepting. Say, some don't learn such pshat in the Rambam. I also never learned such pshat in the Rambam. It means that I caused you this annoy that I get. The Rambam said, Odom Choshu. Not that I caused you that guy gets gishma. No. I was mekab. As I state. The teretz is, I mean, the teretz is, first of all, state in Rambam, that the guy cannot be mekadesh, but what Reuven listened. He only could be mekadesh in the fact that he accepted it. As they state in Rambam. But what Reuben listened, I can't be Mekadosh. You know why? So what if Reuben listened? What is the Shaykhus to me? What is the Shaykhus to me? I didn't give it to you, Reuben gave it to you. I want to marry you. What? Doesn't help Evet Knaini. Doesn't help Evet Knaini. Kiddushin, you have to give Anoe. How you gave her Anoe? You have to give Anoe. If you don't give Anoe, it doesn't work. I mean, the Rambam is Mechadesh, that is a tonight to give Anoe. And I have to make you Anoe. And while I'm not Mehane you, the Lombus Evet Knaini, Kiilu, you got the money, but I have to give you Anoe. What Anoe I'm giving you. I have to give you Anoe, straight in the Rambam. Even in the third aloche, we'll jump a second to the third aloche, aloche chobbeis, and the aloche bevet knaini. Omar lo aloch dino ze matone viskachi leploini. Take a money for someone else. Ve omar lo arel mekudeshes behanoe azu habo loch bigloli. You got it because of me. Yes, a good kasha, a minute. But the Ram doesn't say, Stam, you got it. I gave it to the other person. But he anoe aboloch bigloli. So first, say the Radvorim in the Rambam. Say the Radvorim in the Rambam. And I want to explain. The Rambam is Mechadish. And this Torah is not my Torah, it's the Chemdashleim's Torah. We'll start to say the Radvorim. You could be Mekadesh or Isho Midin Orev. How you Mekadesh or Isho Midin Orev? You go over to the Isho, I want to marry you. She says, give the money to someone else. He gives, and he tells her, you see, I'm listening to you. So he's giving her direct Anoe. He could marry her. The second case, she tells him, give it to a third person, and I'll get married to him. So Lamai said that third person never gave money. I'm Ki'ilu giving money for him. Zog the Rambam, he only could be Mekadeshu, but the Anoe that he accept. But the Anoe that he accept. On them, he can marry her. On them, he can marry her. You can't marry her on them. Again, you ask me, so why you have to come to Evet Knaini? The Rashba frek, Vaishnava Adam Choshu. Why we have to come to Evet Knaini? We'll explain what is the Tosefos. But you need that chelik as well. That I caused you Anoe. For the Gmirus Das, I need not only Kesef Sheyesh Bo Anoe, the Avdi Miluim says, she only is Gomar V'Makni if she gets Anoe from her. So she got annoyed because I accepted. So the Rashba learns it's mamish like Adam Choshu. You have to know. Then the Rambam says, what would be if a third person gives her money to marry someone else? The real Maya says she's mamish getting money. So the other person says, you got it because of me. It's also Kilo he gave it. Zog dechem dashloim. So what would be, now listen to the case. Aisha is standing and a man comes and says, and she tells him, give money, Reuven, give money to Shimon, and I'll marry Levi. She could marry Levi or not? What Levi will say? I want to know what Levi wants to say, b'shas the Kiddushi. She told Reuven, give money to Shimon, and I'll marry Levi. Now what Levi will say? Elisha, what Levi will say? But he had no idea that what?
Reuven, listen to you.
So that is the kasha as real. So this is the kasha. So why the Rambam has to say in the end of the aloche, but he know that I accepted. He could have said, but he know that Reuven listened to you. And the end of the second case, number two. The Rambam did not say, but I know that Reuven listened to you. So what would be if Reuven, the lady tells Reuven, give money to Shimon, and I will marry Levi. And Levi says, Harad Mekudeshes, and what? What? Why the Rambam didn't say Bilalin Alametu? Akasha the Rambam. Our first state in Rambam that the only way Shimon could work is because I received the money. Levi cannot say it, right? But Levi can't say it. Levi can't say it. What Levi will say? May I know the book? That Reuven listened to you? So why the Rambam didn't say it? Biglali, why the Rambam didn't say it? Zog dechem da shloimoi, the Rambam learned only in the case of the Gemara. Fakel from the Talmid HaRashbo. It only works in this case of the Gemara. Why? Avada, we have to know Pshat why. But first, now I want to explain the Tzus of the Shmaise. So again, I don't know if we'll get to the whole Pshat of it, but we'll see the Emes. Perek Hei Hilchis Ishu Salochi Chof Aleph Chof Beis, where we're holding, the Rambam is busy adding in the Gemara that even that you have to have Midin Eved Knaini, even that you have to have Midin Orev, even that you have to have Midin Shneim, but the Aleph Beis of Kiddushin is Ba'ahi Anor. And he's coming to add in the Gemara that it's not enough Midin Eved Knaini, it's not enough Midin Orev, has to be that as Anoy coming from the husband, that he's the Mekadesh. Now explain a second why. But as it has to be, till we have enough communal Adina that not in every case it works. So what the Rambam is busy writing in Aloche Chof Aleph and Aloche Chof Beis? He's busy explaining what Anoy, the husband, is giving the wife. And he's building it up. The first case, the easy thing. He listened to her, Mamish. Her slave, Mamish, gave her Anoa Rekoid Lefona. Second case is, it's not Mamish Adam Choshuv, about Val, I took it and I received it, I gave you Anoa by me receiving it. The third case, already I didn't do nothing, someone gave you, but because he gave you because of me, it's also Anoa. And then we have the Adam Choshuv that it's even less. Right, that I receive, but there's no Medina V'Knaini, it's garnished. So the order of the Rambam is the order of the Chidushim when he's giving Hanoe, how much Hanoe he's giving her. The first case, he's Mamish giving her Hanoe. The second case, he's also giving her Hanoe. The third case, so it comes out that the middle case is a better case from the third case. Legabi, how much Anoy he's giving her? No. Choshev will get the same. Choshev is the least. Because Be'etzem, like I said, first he had a hefsed. It's a chirshnah, but someone will explain more. We'll explain in a second more why Adam Choshev has less. But no matter, we didn't learn the story of Adam Choshev Be'etzem. But the answer is, the Rambam learns, and Achronim explained, Reb Nochum said it like this, the husband has to do ki yikach. He has to do the maise kiche. It doesn't help all the Eved Knaini, all the Zachen, if he's not giving Anoy before he to the Isha, felt in the maise kiche. Felt in the maise kiche. He has to do the maise kiche. So now, first pshat, before the oimek, and I'm saying, niz noch pshat. Why the Rambam didn't write here Medin Orev, Medin Eved Knaini, Amonius did it, and Hilchis Mechira, he written it down. He's not busy saying the Aleph base of the Sugya. Avada the Sugya needs to come to Medin Orev, Avada the Sugya needs to come, but the Rambam is saying something else. I'm teaching you that in Kiddushin is a need to give Anoy. What do you say, Medin Orev? Orev doesn't have to have this knage. So the main of the Rambam is not, there is a posh to Din Orev. Here the Rambam is mechadish the kiddushin the kezach that we don't know exactly what it is. The Rambam learned that this is the sugi of Ovamud Beis. I mean, as lehachzor doesn't help. Even if it's called the sinas moment and kiddushin, you need to give more, and that needs to come from the husband. He has to do the ma'ase kiche. He has to do. We saw in the time in the Rashbo was a salkedaito that these things will not work. It's called nosnoi. Shteit in Rambam that you need to give. We have to know Avada. Even that he's giving the Anoyer, you have to come to Medin Eved Knaini, you have to come to Medin Orev for the Maisin Asina of the Kesef. Avada is the Tziluf of both Zachen together. It's called that he gave, it's called This the Hanoe, the Tziruf of the Hanoe is that Chelik. That is the Tziruf of the Maisa Hanoe in the Sugya. But first, the Tzus of the Shmaisa of the Rambam. Say, what is the Tzus of the Shmaisa of the Rambam? The Rambam is adding in the Gemara. And Mele Zogdechem da Shloimer. Zogdechem da Shloimer. The Luyetzuyer, a Kaddish le Lady, she's Eino Mekudeshes. We'll go one more step to make it easier. The Rambam state that we'll start the first case. Ten money leploini, va'akadish ani lecho. Give money to Reuven. She tells Reuven, give money to Shimon, I'll marry you, Reuven. Why? You listen to me. You listen to me. So what he gave her? The fact that he listened to her. So when he goes and he gives the money to Shimon, Shimon asks him, what is this money? What do you want to answer to Shimon? Reuven goes over to Shimon. I wanted to marry this lady. She told me to give the money to you, and I will marry her. What money is giving Shimon? Dash, what money is giving Shimon? She wants to know, what is this money? She explained to me, I want to know, what is this money? What he tells him? He wants to know, what is this money? So you could answer one of the two. You can answer, this is the money of Kiddushin. She just told me that the place to put it is by you. Or you could answer, no, I'm giving you a present. If I give you a present, she's happy. The Rambam state, he has to give it as a present. And Mecca, he doesn't have to give it like that. He wants to buy a house and the lady, just give him the money and the house will be yours. The chilik is pashut. And when you want to buy a house, the halacha is, if you give the money to him, kilu, you gave it to me. Does it allow? So you give him the money of the house. And if there's no mekach, the money goes back. In Kiddushin, you can't give Shimon the money of the Kiddushin. It's not the money of the Kiddushin. A part of the money of the Kiddushin is what he's giving her Hanoi. It's not a tenai. That is the Maisa Kiddushin. So where's the money of the Kiddushin? Half here, half here? No. Fakel, you can't give money to someone else. He has to give it to the wife. State in the Rambam, the money has to move to the right hand. You can't give it to someone else. Zog the Rambam, you have to give the money matone. I listen to you. You're happy that I listen to you. The Hainu. All of the din of Etkraini, the Rambam is saying a grace of chidush. Again, avad it needs no chasach hezber. Chasach hezber.
There's
two parts of it. What is the tziruf? Why you need to come to din of Etkraini? Why you need to come to din Orev? We're not saying that it's only that Hanoi. Maybe like we said in the other shiurim, that this Hanoi alein is not a real Hanoi. It's Hanoi in the ear. You have to come to Medina Betknaini, Medina Orev, that it's called a Maisin Esinas Hanoi. That it's much anyway in the Sugya, that you have to come. This is what the Biskarov says in the Sefer. The Biskarov in the Mikhtovi Be'etzem is Meram is all of this Teira. And I'm saying again, the Tzusa of this Sugya, this Chelik of the Rambam is a Shvere Chelik, but the Tzusa of the Shmaisa, to have a Tfisa in it, is the way we say it. The Haidu. We have a sugya within Ored, within Eved Knaini. We have such a sugya. And vice versa, you need it. We already asked when we started the sugya, why you need to come within Ored? You can make Kaddish within Rekoyd Lefonai. Vice versa, these are noes, that they're not direct as noes that happen to the person. Without within Ored and within Eved Knaini, it will not be enough. This is what the Biskarov said in the letter. So you need also the din of et knaini, you need also the din oret, even though we didn't have it clear exactly. But the Rambam is mechadish that is not enough to be mechadish. It's a tnai in the maisi kiddushin that he has to give her hanoi. To have it miruzdas of maisi kiddushin, the husband needs to give the wife. In different words, if he's mehana her, she's happy to come tachas knofov. It's loshon adav de milui. It's miruzdas of the isha is, he makes her happy. If he makes her happy. And that is a part of the Maisi Kiddushin, that he has to do it to her. And this is what the Rambam is writing in all of these Halachos Chof Aleph and Halachos Chof Beis. In Halachos Chof Aleph Chof Beis, the Rambam came to say this Chelek. It's clear that he came to say it, because in every Halachos is the two lines to explain exactly where is the Hanoi. And in Chos Orev, In Hilchos Orev, the Rambam never came to explain where is the Anoy. In Hilchos Eved Knaini, the Rambam never came to explain where is the Anoy. The Rambam came to explain that you need to have Anoy, you need to give Anoy. If this is what the Rambam came to do, if this is what the Rambam came to do, to mechadish that you need Anoy, to give Anoy, we have an order for it. Where is less chiddush? Where is more chiddush? So you're right. The lomdus of the klolim of the Gemara, and the lomdus of the klolim of the Gemara, avada, I need to know orev, I need to know avet naini, and then I could do it in shneyem. Aber and say the radvorim and the Rambam, avada, when the mekadosh is the one that is talking. So the mail. Lo yetzuyer lemoshol. It will be a shliach. Could be things will be different. But val is no shlichus here. And the husband, the husband is the last guy. Lemoshol, Rashba is meramis it. If a man tells a guy, go marry me a lady. That man comes to the lady and he tells the lady, listen, Shimon sent me to marry you. He wants me to make a kedushin. Shimon wants to marry you. So she tells the man, listen, if you give money to Shimon, I'm happy to marry him. So then she'll be mekudeshes. Why? He listened to her. He's the shliach. He's the husband. The Rashba says it. The Rashba says by us klo, sheze poshut, shimu shliach, ואומר לו, הזכת שלי בהנועה שאני לא אתן לשימן, הזכת שלי לשימן, בהנועה שאני לא אתן לשימן, מקודשס. Why? He's the מקדש. אבל שימן is the מקדש. Shimon never gave nothing. The only thing that he gave is בהנועה שקיבלתי. So the Rashba says, when he's asking the Kash, look at the Magid Mishneh, when the Magid Mishneh brings it down, comes out like this. If Reuven is a shliach of Shimon to marry the lady, he could tell the lady, I read Mekudeshes, but I know that I'm listening to you to give Shimon. But if Shimon is doing it, he can't say, but I know that Reuven gave you. He has to tell the lady, I read Mekudeshes, but I know she kibalti. So again, Avadet needs a hesber, but it's poshut, that the Rambam had to say matone, because that is the matone, it's not kesef kiddushin. And the Rambam had to change the order, and meshade the seder advorim. I think it's dvorim pshutim. I want Bezus Hashem, tomorrow we have to start to move a little bit, tomorrow we'll finish till the two dots, and the whole sugi of Adam Choshev, Bezus Hashem.